This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins are back in action tonight, taking on the White Sox, who beat Minnesota yesterday 6-5. Starting pitcher Bailey Ober allowed three runs in the second inning, then a solo homer in the fifth. The score was close, and he had thrown only 69 pitches, but after the fifth, he was taken out of the game.
Yeah, I thought I was going to keep going. Just with where we are in the game, we're already down, so I might as well just keep throwing me out there. And since I was only at 69, like you said, I thought I was going to go back out there, but Rocco came up to me and just said, that did your job today, and that's all you're going to go.
Manager Rocco Baldelli.
Where their lineup was falling and the way our bullpen was set up, I just thought it was the best thing for us to go out there and win the game.
But they lost the game, and now it's into tonight's game with the first pitch at 6:40 at Target Field. The AAA Saints are at Louisville tonight. The Lynx got a nice win last night at home over Dallas. They outscored the Wings 48-30 in the second half. Nafisa Collier led the way with 25 points and says the focus now is finishing the regular season strong and improving in one big area.
Rebounding is a big one. I think we've stepped our defense up, especially these past like two games, but the other teams getting second chance, you know, third chance opportunities is what is really tough. You know, we're getting really good stops and making a really great first effort, but finishing it with a rebound I think is what's going to set us up over the top.
Minnesota's at Las Vegas on Thursday. The Gopher football team has wrapped up its Tuesday practice, and head coach P.J. Fleck says he generally liked what he saw from the offensive line in the win last Thursday over Buffalo.
I thought Greg Johnson had a tremendous game. I thought Ashton Beers had a really good game. I thought, you know, our young left tackle is going to get a lot better as he keeps playing, but I thought Nathan played pretty well. Right side, same thing, some inconsistencies here, but I expect that with guys playing together for the first time. On that right side, we'll continue to hopefully play even more people on the offensive line as we keep moving forward.
Northwestern State comes to town on Saturday. This is MNN Sports.